listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what's happening? Eddie Greer for another Purple Project Podcast. Weekend edition, folks of the podcast. Yes, sir. On a very rainy day on this Friday, April 16th. As we head into the third weekend of April here, just got a couple of things. Well, K-State has a couple of things going on this weekend, including in tennis. Here about, well, I don't know if they're going to move to the indoor facility or not. With the way that this weather's been going on, I would assume they will. But we're going to go with the flow here. The tennis team ready to close out its regular season finale already against Oklahoma State later on today as I'm recording this weekend edition of Triple P. Already, Oklahoma State is actually, hang on a second, yeah, they're playing both Oklahoma State and OU to close out the regular season, so that's a double whammy there. Oklahoma State ranked 40th in the NCAA, as far as tennis goes anyways, and Oklahoma ranked just inside the top 25. They're at number 24, so K-State's going to have their hands full, not only with the both Oklahoma schools, but with this weather, I would assume. I mean, the last time, it was like cold weather hit. They were inside one of the gyms here in Manhattan, Kansas, Little Apple. So I would assume that with this rain has been going on and off, looks like it's slowed down a little bit today. It's been raining most of the day here in Little Apple as I record this podcast. Looks like it's letting up there. So tennis will have their hands full against both Oklahoma State schools here today, and actually a little less than 45 minutes away from now. So when this podcast comes out, the matches could already be over when this episode comes out. And then the track team heading down to Baylor for the Michael Johnson Invitational there as well. And then, of course, you know, some of the track team is coming off a lot of success, including Lauren Talbert, the heptathlon winner from the Jim Click Invitational last weekend. So a lot of momentum there. And on top of that, 9 titles, race titles for Cliff Ravetto's team last week. They look to build on that. They go to some high pro. Jim Click Invitational. Now you're going to the Michael Johnson Invitational. Now we all know, well, for some of us do anyways, including yours truly, know who Michael Johnson is. So track team looking to continue to build and build as the outdoor season continues. Now I don't have the weather in front of me at the moment. I would assume Texas is a little bit springier right now than here in Manhattan. So but anyways, the track and field team ride some momentum there. And then of course Saturday's double dip. Sporting wise here, of course, baseball, that 3-game set against Oklahoma. Speaking of Oklahoma, the Stalker team will be taking on OU as well. I want to say, yeah, they're going to be on the road at OU at 1. That match is set for 1 central time there. So soccer goes on the road to Norman while the baseball team gets Oklahoma here in the Little Apple at Toyton Family Stadium beginning tonight with the 3-game set, and that's a perfect transition to close things out with that. Obviously, the Cats swept the Bears of Northern Colorado middle of this week. 2-game sweep of them, as you probably heard on one of the dailies of the podcast. If you've not checked it out, please do that, as well as the 50th episode of Triple P. We'll be resuming our weekly episodes next week, so looking forward to doing that with my co-host Alex Aiden. So 3-game set here. Can K-State ride a little momentum and build? That's the question here going forward. I mean, 2 sweeps, K-State getting swept, and 2 of the 3 matches so far in conference play. They look to turn that around, and again, they started the long 12-game homestand back on Tuesday there, Tuesday and Wednesday. So this is a long stretch here in K-State. This is an opportunity to make up some ground. Half of the Big 12 half of the Big 12 in the standings right now. If I can do some double duty here real quick. Here, I know Oklahoma was in the second half of the conference. That's what I'm going to take a look here for you guys real quick. And right on cue here. Actually, dang it. Okay, all right. So now, let's see here. Expanded standings here. Yeah, they're half the league, obviously. There you go. That's the one I want right there. Okay, so almost over half the league is under 500 conference record here in Oklahoma coming in here. Overall record, obviously, 18-15, but the only conference record of 3-6. And in K-State, obviously, looking to get off the basement of the Big 12 with KU. 19-14 heading into this series, a three-game set beginning tonight at 6. Then two afternoon games in the set as well, which will conclude with a 1 p.m. matinee on Sunday at Toyota Family Stadium. I believe the second game is at 4 tomorrow, Saturday afternoon. 2-7 K-State is right there. So these teams right there at the bottom of the list when it comes to the Big 12. Pete Hughes, this is important for these guys here. These are what my co-host said, win the bowl games. We're going to find out here this weekend if K-State here, if they can win these games, they can definitely can make up some ground on the upper, at least the middle portion of the Big 12 conference. So we'll see what happens for sure. K-State, once again, busy tennis wrapping up their regular season here today. Soccer going on the road tomorrow. Well, if they're already not on the road already, when this podcast comes out, baseball, when this episode comes out, will begin their three-game set with the Oklahoma Sooners at Toyota Family Stadium. And if you have not, obviously, the capacity of Toyota Family Stadium was raised up. So if you're in the Little Apple, man, well, for probably exception of today, but anyways, with this cold weather in it, with this cold, wet rain and everything else, they should be fine to play tonight as well. But the weekend looks really good, so if you're in the Little Apple area and have an opportunity to go to one of these games, do it. So there's that as well. That's kind of a weekend wrap. Weekend look around for K-State Athletics this weekend. Once again, another busy slate of action for baseball, tennis, and soccer, and of course track and field coming off 9 titles, including, that doesn't even include the heptathlon led by Lauren Talbert last weekend there for the track team as well. So a lot of things going on as usual here at Little Apple. And again, find the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's a wrap on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Weekend Edition. Eddie Greer III, go Cats!
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.